This is not what I had planned on preaching this morning, so what I had planned on preaching this morning, you'll probably get tonight. Joshua chapter 6. For time's sake, we're going to start reading in verse 12. I know this always, I thank God for our guys in our sound booth, amen. They are on the ball because this happens to them a lot. When I come in, I send them, most time I send them what I'm going to preach, and I'll send them the scripture so they can have everything ready, and praise the Lord, I keep throwing them curveballs, they keep knocking it out the park, amen. Joshua chapter 6, verse 12, if you're there, say amen. And Joshua rose early in the morning, and the priests took up the ark of the Lord, and seven priests bearing seven trumpets of ram's horns before the ark of the Lord went on continually and blew with the trumpets, and the armed men went before them, but their rearward came after the ark of the Lord and the priests going on and blowing with the trumpets. And the second day they compassed the city once and returned into the camp. So they did 6 days. And it came to pass on the seventh day that they rose early about the dawning of the day and compassed the city after the same manner 7 times. Only on that day they compassed the city 7 times. And it came to pass at the seventh time when the priests blew at the trumpets, Joshua said unto the people, shout, for the Lord hath given you the city. Look at verse 20. Verse 20. So the people shouted when the priests blew at the trumpets. And it came to pass when the people heard the sound of the trumpets and the people shouted with a great shout that the wall fell down flat so that the people went up into the city, every man straight before him, and they took the city. God, we love you. We come to you in Jesus' name. Lord, I pray right now, Lord, you just continue on with this service, God, like you've already been moving, Lord. And thank you, God, for the songs. Thank you, God, for those on the altar. Lord, and I ask your hand to be upon us right now, God. God, you know what we need. God, you know what we're facing. And whatever's done, God, today, we're going to lift up Jesus. God, I love you. I thank you for what you're doing. And whatever's done, God, get me out of the way, God. It ain't about me. God, I know I need you right now to do what I cannot do on my own. But whatever's done, God, we'll know Jesus did it. And we'll give you the praise and the glory. Amen. You may be seated. We all know this story. Every one of us know this story. I could go to the little kids and they could just about tell you this passage of scripture. They could tell you about the walls of Jericho and how they compassed the walls of Jericho. If you go back to chapter 5, we find that the captain of the Lord of hosts was standing there, and Joshua basically comes up to him, Skip, and he says, are you for us or against us? And basically the captain of the Lord of hosts, which was Jesus Christ pre-incarnate, basically told him, you either need to be on my side or you're going to fight against me. I'm on Jesus' side, amen. We know that when we study the Bible, we know the Bible says that the walls of Jericho were straightly shut up. In other words, am I on, guys? We know that the walls of Jericho were straightly shut up. What that means is they knew they were coming. They were scared of the children of Israel. They shut it down. They closed it in. They said, ain't nobody getting in here. We got this thing covered. But they just didn't realize there was a God on their side. Amen. Now, I'm preaching about today about a principle. Okay? A principle in Scripture. Jesus said, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you can ask what you will and it shall be done. The problem with most church people is they want to give God praise and give God glory after God does something. That's not how it's supposed to operate. Understand that. We're supposed to come in and praise Him and honor Him and glorify Him, no matter whether you got cancer in your body or whether you don't got cancer in your body. We're supposed to come in and glorify God and give God the praise, whether the prayer request has been answered or whether the prayer request is going to be answered. We're still supposed to lift up Him. We're still supposed to honor Him. The problem is we want to come in God's house, and when God answers the prayers, we want to raise our hand and say thank you. But I'm telling you right now, hey, some of y'all had
prayer request already today. You need to just go ahead and stand up and give him credit for what he ain't done yet. Amen. You need to go ahead and stand up and praise him and honor him and give him glory for what he's going to do in your life. Amen. With all that said, I want you to notice some things now. Notice some things. And I like it when God shows you some stuff out in the Bible that you ain't never seen before. Amen. Verse 12 says, "And Joshua rose early in the morning, and the priest took up the ark of the Lord, and the seven priests bearing seven trumpets of ram's horns before the ark of the Lord went on continually and blew with the trumpets." Anytime you talk about a trumpet blowing in the Bible, that is symbolic of preaching of God's word. The Bible says in Isaiah, I believe it's chapter 58, he said, "Cry aloud, spare not, lift up thy voice like a trumpet." Amen. And I'm telling you right now, if you're ever going to have anything, if you're ever going to get prayers answered, if you're ever going to have a shout about you or worship about you, there has got to be preaching. I'm telling you right now, without the preaching, hey, you cannot be saved. Without preaching, you cannot grow a church. Without preaching, you cannot feel the presence of God. And I thank God that we got preaching, amen. I thank God we got preachers that'll stand up and preach what thus saith the word of God. Understand something. It ain't about the lights, and it ain't about the smoke, and it ain't about all that other kind of, aren't you glad that you can just get some folks, just get together and play some instruments and start singing and you can feel the power of God set down on you, amen. I'm glad you can just, hey, I'm telling you right now, you just take one piano, two men, and one lady, and God can show up. But we got to have preaching. We got to have preaching. That's the problem. When you go weeks on end, you go service after service, with no preaching, people get weak. They might think they're growing, but they're getting weak. And before the shout can ever come, and before the prayers can ever get answered, there's got to be some preaching. Notice right here now. This is something the Lord showed me. I've been preaching this wrong all my life. I've always said, Greg, they come past the city, and they were quiet the whole time. That's not what the Bible says. The Bible says them priests with them ram's horn went on continually and blew with the trumpet. The first day, they blew the trumpet. The second day, they blew the trumpet. The third day, they blew the trumpet. The fourth day, they blew the trumpet. The fifth day, they blew the trumpet. The sixth day, they blew the trumpet. And on the seventh day, glory to God, they blew the trumpet seven times. Everybody else sat back. Everybody else didn't say nothing. I know there was probably somebody fussing in that crowd, especially if they was Free Will Baptists, amen. There was somebody saying, "Why in the world are we compassing this city? Why we got a walker? All they doing is blowing them trumpets. I'm getting sick and tired of hearing that trumpet blow. I want to do something." But you know what? I guarantee you they stayed quiet because that's what the man of God told them to do. Amen. So on the seventh time, after the trumpet had blown seven times, now's the time to shout. Brother Allen, you know what I've always said? If you can't shout when the preacher's preaching, sit down and shut up when they're singing. Amen. If you can't raise your hand while the preacher's preaching, I don't want to see your hand go up while they're singing. If all you can do is get happy when they're singing, that's emotionalism, amen. But when a man of God opens up a King James Bible and he's pouring out the word of God, you ought to be able to get happy. Whether he's preaching on adultery, whether he's preaching on tithing, it don't matter. You ought to be able to raise your hand and say, "Thank God for the word of God." All right, there's got to be preaching. Verse 14 and 15, there's got to be obedience. There's got to be obedience. I started to get up and say them guys were singing my testimony. How many of y'all ever just mess up all the time? I mean, sometimes it seems like I'm asking God to forgive me more during the week than anything, than I'm asking him to bless the sermons. But if you want the shout and you want the prayers answered, you got to line up with the word. Amen. Amen. You got to line up with the word. The Bible says they marched around. Now, I throw that in a while ago about the Free Will Baptist just because I wanted to throw that in. In reality, Greg, this is what I think happened. They lined up. They put them priests out front. They put them priests burying that ark, and all them folks got in behind them. And Brother Tony, they lined up just like they were supposed to do. And every time they went around that city, they said we're one day closer to getting it. I don't believe nobody said a word. I don't believe nobody got out of the way. I don't believe nobody got mad. Hey, we're doing what the man of God said. I'm lining up with the word of God. Hey, they blowing that trumpet. They're carrying that ark and all. Lord. Preacher, somebody's blowing a trumpet. Somebody's carrying an ark. That ark was heavy. It was overlaid in gold. Understand, son? Somebody's blowing a trumpet. They're up there giving it everything they got. Somebody's carrying an ark. My God, y'all going to get this in a minute. Somebody's got the weight on their shoulders. And all you got to do is follow and be quiet. My God, and some people can't even follow and be quiet. All you got to do is line up with what the word says. Amen. Hey, the shout's coming. The shout's coming. Just hold on. Just hold on and do what you're supposed to do. The shout's coming. It ain't time yet. They lined up with the word of God. Ben, and then came the shout. Now, I'm going to show y'all something. Y'all, some of y'all going to get mad at me. I've had people get mad at me before, so that's all right. And it kept, verse 16. Put it up there, Riley, verse 16. And it came to pass at the seventh time when the priest blew with the trumpets, Joshua said unto the people, shout. Well, bless God, he ain't going to tell me how to worship. Ain't nobody going to tell me what to do. Joshua said, shout. Brother Melvin, Joshua said to shout. Ain't nobody telling me what to do. If you want the wall to fall, if you want your prayers answered, you'll do what the man of God said do. Amen. The shout. He said, shout, for the Lord hath given you the city. Shout, for the Lord hath given you the city. Shout, for the Lord hath given you the city. Notice right here now, I'm going to knock the shout out a little bit, but the shout came before the wall fell. Amen. The wall didn't start crumbling. I'm telling you right now, listen to me. There wasn't pieces falling off. There wasn't sand sliding down the wall when they looked over there and it looked like it was already coming to pass. Hey, I'm telling you right now, when they looked at that wall, it looked just as sturdy as it had ever looked before. But when they shouted, business picked up. As Preacher Jack Lasseter used to say. So let me ask you a question. What do you need this morning? What do you need this morning? What do you want to praise God for to start with? Now I know what Dave and Jenny's praying for. And Tanner, I'm praying for the same thing. I'm praying God touch that young man, right, your honor. He ain't going to have no surgery. And like somebody said in Sunday school this morning, God can do the operation and never leave a scar. But I'm going to go ahead and praise him right now for it. Amen. Now, a lot of people say, well, I just don't worship like that. I just ain't emotional. I've always been emotional. I ain't going to lie about it. When I played baseball, if I hit a home run, son, I was having a fit. When my son and my daughter started playing ball, if they did good, I'd have a fit. Amen. Gavin, you'll quit sitting on the edge of the seat, son. I'm telling you right now, when them two boys start playing ball, that whole crowd right there, they'll have a fit. Amen? They'll have a time. And I'm going to tell you right now, I believe with all my heart, when them two boys right there and them other two on that other end right there, when maybe one of them might start playing a piano and maybe one of them might start singing in church, I'll tell you right now, like Brother David said when Tanner was learning that scripture, that'll do more for me, glory to God, than any home run or anything else. Don't tell me you ain't emotional. It's about what you get emotional about. How many of y'all ever heard of a mad minute? If you ever heard of a mad minute, raise your hand. Rest of y'all getting ready to hear something. True story. It actually started in World War I. In World War II, but in Vietnam, there was a general that would gather his whole regiment. And right there at the crack of dawn, because that's most of the time when the Vietnamese would start laying down. They'd be up all night fighting, but at the crack of dawn, they'd lay down. They'd get down in those tunnels, and they would lay down, and they would start to rest right there about the break of dawn. That general would get everybody together, and for 1 minute, they fired off everything they had. Mortars, they fired off M16s, they fired off cannons, they fired off tanks. Whatever was there, they fired it off. Somebody said, why are you doing that? You're wasting ammunition. He said, I just want the enemy to know that I'm still here, glory to God. I want the devil to know today that I'm still here. I might be facing some hard times, but I'm still here. And I want to have a mad minute right now. I want the devil to know I ain't going nowhere. I ain't going to quit. Hey, I might not be getting my prayer answered like I want to right now, but I'm still here, amen. I was planning on preaching this tonight. When I got to studying this week and looking at this, I had preached this years ago, a type of this message. I don't remember all my points, but I had preached this years ago. But I found out something this week. Got to studying this a little bit more. Now, this ain't got nothing to do with race. This ain't got nothing to do with politics. This ain't got nothing to do with none of that. Okay? In the Civil War, you know what scared the Yankee soldiers more than anything else? The rebel yell. There is testimony. There's testimony, Greg, about Yankee soldiers talking about how that the rebel yell, when they would start coming across those fields and coming down those hills, and he said it would bring chills up their spine, and it would scare them to death. But what was detrimental to the Yankee soldiers was instrumental and inspiration to those rebel boys that were coming across there yelling and screaming because they were going into battle, glory to God. Every once in a while, you need to come to church and say, I'm just going to shout. Hey, the one sitting behind me might need a little inspiration, so I'm going to stand up and praise God. The one sitting on the other side of the church might need a little inspiration, so I'm going to stand up and praise God. Amen. My last point is this. You listen real good. The first time I studied this message, Brother Donald, I called a friend of mine. Sister Rebecca's going to know what I'm talking about. He was into karate. And I asked him, I said, why in God's name, you watch it on TV, them jokers is screaming and hollering and having a fit. Why do they do that? He said, well, there are several reasons. He said, one of the reasons is it helps you absorb punishment. When you're getting punched, and you can go, ugh! And you can shout. He said, it helps you to absorb that punishment. It don't hurt as bad. I'm going to stop right there till somebody gets what I just said. Y'all sitting there like a bump on a pickle and I'm preaching my heart out. Hey, if you'll just get up and shout a little bit this morning, you just get up and say, praise the Lord. Hey, when the devil slaps you, it won't hurt as bad. And you can go right back in his face and say, I'm still going to praise him, amen. Also, he said it confuses the enemy. My God, hey, you facing a hard time this morning. You down in the valley, and the devil's jumped on you with everything this week. And you come into God's house, and you raise your hands, and you say amen, and praise God, and thank you, Jesus. That just blows the devil's mind. He don't understand how in the world can they do that. How can they be so happy when I've thrown everything but the kitchen sink at them, and they still coming in, still lifting their hands, still praising God, still giving him glory, still giving him glory. Still giving him glory. Amen. So what is it that you need? What is it you're facing? Some of y'all facing some hard times. And so far this morning, you've just sat there. Every one of us right now, every one of us is in a different stage of the fight. Some of us right now are in that stage. We've already shouted and we've already seen the wall fall. Some of y'all in that stage right now where Joshua looked out and said, shout! Because God's give you the city. I'm telling you this morning, shout, because God's going to answer that prayer. Shout, because God's going to fix your family. Shout, because God's going to heal your body. Shout, because God's going to show up for whatever your need is. And some of y'all in that stage of the battle, are you still in the back? Everything's still quiet. I love it when God just speaks to you. Now listen. You preachers, get up on the stage. You deacons, get up on the stage. For one time a day. Get over here. You get over there with him. Separated preachers and deacons. Y'all go that way a little bit. For 6 days, they blew the trumpet. For 6 days, they carried the ark. On the 7th day, now understand something. It took a while to march around this place. They were tired. The 7th day, 7 times they marched and they blew the trumpet. On the 7th day, 7 times they marched and they carried that heavy ark. And on that last time around, God looked at the people. That's you. That's from the front pew to the back pew. God looked at the people. Joshua said, shout. They've given all they got. They've done all they can. They've done it all. They've carried the burden. They've marched around. And God's telling us to shout, to shout, to shout. If you want your prayers answered, give God some glory. If you want your prayers answered, let God know you love him. If you want your prayers answered, shout. Praise Lee. You can't make that up. Glory to God. You can't make that up. What do you need this morning? Thanks, guys. What do you need this morning? Now, I know everybody ain't going to hoop and holler and carry on like I do. But, my Lord, you could smile at me some. Let me tell you something. I'd preach like this. And I've said this before. I'd preach like this. And I'd have people get up. Larry Snipes would be up and down, jumping up and down, having a fit. Scoopy up there, woo, having a fit, you know. Some of these other folks having a time. Dennis Cato would look at me down that aisle right there. He'd look at me like right there with a tear running down here. My God, he might well have been jumping pews. Everybody ain't going to do like I do. Everybody ain't going to do like these guys do. But my Lord, you ought to do something. You ought to do something. If you want God to fix your situation, you got to let him know you love him.